Blog Talk Radio.
How's everybody doing today? And welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope we bring you the best of information, knowledge, and sometimes just interesting subjects that you can actually sink your teeth into. As always, you know, we try to bring you everything that we can, and we try to give you everything that we can. And again, we're always welcoming callers and other people that are interested in sharing your thoughts on the show and letting us know how we're doing. Today we will be taking callers, so anyone that does have something that they want to say or want to express, we welcome you to step up to the table and share that thought about whatever it is that's on your mind. Today we're going to talk about a topic that seems to be plaguing a lot of people. Some of it is generated by us. Some of it is generated by others. Sometimes it's the male side. Sometimes it's the female side. Sometimes it's both. You know, there's a proportionate in there on one way or another. But anyway, today what we're going to talk about is, what are you mad about today? Each of us sees the world differently. Each of us sees the world through our own, we'll say, rose-colored glasses. For some of us, the glass is half full. For some of us, the glass is half empty. And then we have that middle portion that are like, I don't know who had their mouth on that glass last, so I'm not going to touch it either way. They don't care whether it's full or it's empty. And they have another variable they throw into it. And then you have some people that it just depends on where the message is coming from and who's delivering the message. First off, ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand that we all play a part in this. Again, some of us play a part that's a little bit more involved than others, and some of us are constantly hit by it. Some of us just get hit by it so much that we start to rebel just out of habit because we're tired of being the victims or feeling that we're the victims, even though we may be playing an active part. As somebody said to me once, there are no innocents when it comes to human beings. And in some cases, that's true. I can't say in all cases that's true, but in some cases, that's true. Because, again, we all play a part in it. We all, be it consciously or unconsciously, have a tendency of knowing which buttons to hit and actually also knowing exactly when to hit them. So in some cases, some of us are like fine musicians or we're like fine technicians when it comes to certain things, except we've become oblivious of it. Again, some of it is out of not knowing that we're doing it, and some of it is out of the fact that we're just so frustrated that we've kind of given up, and we don't want to deal with it anymore, and we can't see why the other person is giving us grief, issue, problems. Well, we're going to talk about that too. One of the reasons that the person may be giving you grief is because, like I said before, they don't understand. Two, one of the reasons that the people may be getting grief is because you don't understand. You're doing things that are setting that person off, or you're doing things that are adding to it. Again, for those of you that are dealing with people that there's really nothing you can do anything about, because they are just set fast on being miserable, that's a cross you're going to have to bear. And all I can tell you is that if you can't deal with it, don't go to the extreme and do something that's going to jeopardize it, your friendship, at least. But maybe it's something that you need to get out of. I am not a counselor or relationship counselor or, you know, a job place counselor or any of that. So what I would say is seek some professional help in that particular realm. But also know that most people don't like to be wrong. So they're not going to even if you see a professional, there's a pretty good chance that they're not going to take that information lightly, especially if they are strongly opposed to being wrong. So your end result may be an end result that you're really not looking for either way. But the whole thing is trying. The whole thing is stepping forward. The whole thing is, you know, doing what you think is best, not only for yourself, but for the other person. And when you go into this, you kind of have to go into this with an open mind, an open mind that things are going to change for the positive. Don't go into any of this with a mindset that nothing's going to change, that this is it, that it's over, or whatever. Because what's happening is you're setting yourself up to fail. But anyway, today's show is about what are you mad about today? Ladies and gentlemen, if you're upset about something, then you need to do one of two things. You either need to change what's going on, realize who's actually the generator of the problem, and then act accordingly. Now, in order to do this, you're going to have to do some soul searching. You're going to have to look at your habits and how you play into it. You know, everybody wants to change the world, but nobody wants to change. And understand, in this situation, there's going to have to be some change, or you're not going to meet in the middle. You're not going to find that happy ground that two people can stand on and stand on strongly and stand on with conviction without the hate, the jealousness, the anger, the resentment, all of those other things that are going to play into your life. Again, life is too short to be miserable. It is extremely too short to be miserable. However, there are a lot of miserable people in there. It's kind of like being, I guess you could rank it up with being like functionally illiterate. You know, you have people every day that can function. They go through life and they do everything that everybody else can do. And to look at them on the outside, they seem pretty much normal. They seem like they're just as smart or just as intelligent as you are, and in a lot of cases they are. However, there's a lot of people in the United States alone that are operating every day and doing different things, drive vehicles, all of the above, work jobs, but they can't read. They're functionally illiterate. Now, that doesn't take from them as a, you know, them being person, people, but it does take away for their ability to contribute in certain ways to the world around them and to a job or any other entity. So, first off, we need to discover what is it that's going wrong. Who is doing what? But first thing we have to do, like I said, is we have to evaluate ourselves. What roles are we playing in this saga? What solutions can we start to implement in ourselves to help to make the change come on? And we also need to accept that a lot of times when you're trying to initiate some of these changes, you're going to get resistance. Why? The reason that you're going to get resistance is because if you're trying to change and the other person hasn't got there yet, they don't see the fact that you're trying to make adjustments, you're going to get even more, how could I say, discontent. And the reason that you're going to get discontent is because you know that you're making a valid effort, but because the person in which you may be dealing with is so myopic into yesterday, they're so stuck on the thing that you didn't do right yesterday or a week ago or a month ago, or in some cases 10, 20 years ago, that they're not going to see the very obvious to you but very minute, if at all seen at all, changes that you may be making. Plus that, we have these stresses in life that we all go through. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we are unaware of the things that we do because in this fast-paced, constantly moving world that we live in, sometimes our targets are moving, and they're moving so fast that we miss the point. We miss what's going on. And why do we miss what's going on? Again, because we're distracted. You know, we live in a world where most parents are single parents. We live in a world where, you know, or there's only one parent actually operating or doing the things that we need to do. We live in a world where people use deceit, where people use, you know, children and finances and objects as negotiating tools, even in a relationship. We live in a world where power is seen as being the all-important. And we live in a world where time is only really looked at with any level of respect by the people who can actually kind of buy time back. Those are the people that have a lot of money. Those are the people that have a lot of resources. That's the gentleman or lady that somebody does their laundry, somebody cleans their house, somebody does the nuisance stuff for them. Why? Because they've put themselves in a position where they can basically pay for somebody else's time, which doesn't really give them more time back in the sense of once you use time, you've lost it. But it does give them time back in the sense of a lot of those mundane necessities that need to take place in most people's lives, they do not have to deal with. Why do they not have to deal with them? Because they're buying someone else's time to take care of that. Now, again, there's nothing wrong with that. That's common market. But like I said, even if you're not one of those people, and even if you are, there are other nuisances in life, other things in life that you want, that you have to look at and deal with, and these things will eat up your time. So you shouldn't really need to, or it's not that you shouldn't need to, you don't want to have to deal with the consistency of inconsistencies in life that are started by you. You don't want to deal with the consistency of inconsistencies in life that are started by other people that don't see the big picture. However, in a respectful, courteous, and meaningful and heartfelt way, you need to explain or get the person who you're talking to understand what your point is, what's your issue, where are you coming at this problem from, and how do you feel is the best way to solve this problem by meeting them in the middle. And this is also part of the team mindset and you being a responsible player in your relationship. Again, in order for you to have an argument or a disagreement, somebody on the other end, for whatever reason, has to also either agree or disagree. If it's an argument, of course, it's a disagree. However, most of us live in a world where it's me, 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 I, and what have you done for me lately? A lot of our news, a lot of our records, a lot of our music, a lot of the influences in our life are not very positive. And when I say they're not very positive, they're not very positive on in any way. The song is negative. We downplay our roles in everything. We don't say, when somebody gives us a compliment, which was also brought up to me recently, when somebody gives us a compliment, instead of us saying thank you, we downplay it. Oh, that was nothing. Oh, well, you know, things like that. We need to take more responsibility for what goes on. If you do something right, take the compliment. Say thank you. It's as simple as that. And move on to the next thing that you need to do. Honestly say thank you and mean it with sincerity. Don't play it off. It is not a small thing. Or should I say, it is a small thing, but it's a small thing that adds up over time. So if somebody gives you credit for something that you've done, say thank you. If somebody does something for you, say thank you. Say please. Every now and then, take a moment out of your busy schedule to acknowledge somebody. Even if they don't understand it, or even if they don't accept it, you did your part to acknowledge the fact that this person did something that you appreciate. The fact that they might miss it, maybe that the fact that you need to assist them in understanding. And when I say assist them in understanding, I'm not saying that they're dumb. I'm not saying that they're slow. A lot of times these people may be book smart or a lot more book smart than you are. But it's the simple little things. None of us can change anyone else but ourselves. And in order to do that, again, we have to start systematically implementing things that are going to show that we appreciate whoever it is, whatever it is. We need to bring it to their attention that they're getting upset or being mad for things that are outside of your control and a lot of times outside of their control. You need to understand that life is a series of seconds, a series of minutes, a series of moments, a series of days, a series of weeks, a series of months, and then a series of years. And that constant rotation of time, that constant clicking of time, will eventually be the story of your life. I went to a funeral for my brother some years ago, and it was my little brother, unfortunately. And, you know, I went to the funeral, and I'm not what you would call a very, very religious person, but the pastor at the church where my brother belonged, he gave a very interesting talk to all of the people that attended the funeral. And while he was doing his talk, he said that what we all need to understand is that this book of the person that is lying in front of us is closed. There's no more writing on this book. This person's story is told, you know, be it the positives, be it the negatives, be it the good, be it the bad, be it the things that worked out, be it the things that didn't work out, be it the trust that were created and the non-trust that were created. He basically said, the story is told, the book is closed. At this point in your life, do you want your story to close? Do you want your book to be closed? Do you want to leave basically a legacy, or do you want to leave discontentment, or do you want to leave a legacy that is negative? I would hope that everybody wants to leave a legacy that is positive and that each and every person grows from. I know that you'd like to leave a legacy. I know most of us, a lot of us say we really don't care what anybody thinks. But if that's the truth, then we wouldn't be buying $120 sneakers. If that was the truth, we wouldn't be always going to get our hair done or our nails done. We wouldn't be buying certain clothes. We wouldn't drive certain cars. We wouldn't do all of these things that we do that scream the opposite of what our actual mouths are saying if we didn't care what other people think, if we didn't care what other people, how other people saw us. So for all of you to say, I don't really care what she thinks or he thinks, you're lying. And the bad part is you're lying out loud. So if you're lying out loud, then that means you're lying not only to me, but you're lying to yourself twice, because one, you thought it a lie, and then two, you spoke it. That does not help your psyche. That does not help you develop and become better. Please understand that the world is going to happen even if you are not in it. But the fact that you're in it should be a contribution to it. The fact that you're in it should be a monumental good thing, because you have the power to actually change the world you live in. But again, first, you have to change yourself. First, you have to come to the conclusion that you're important, that you can contribute, that you have something to contribute, and it's something of quality. It's something that could help other people and help yourself. You know, I read once that if you really want, I believe it was, I'm not going to quote it and say that it was Jesus, but it was something about, something along the lines that if you help others, you'll help yourselves. Jesus was considered to be a great, we'll say, prophet. And what did he say? He said that he wanted his disciples to become fishermen of men. He wanted them to cast out their hook and cast out their bait and bring in people that were interested in what they have to offer. Business works on the same principle, except we're not using a hook or a crook. We're not trying to scam anybody. We're not trying to get anybody to do something against their will or against their beliefs. We're trying to back up what we do and then develop and create a relationship. Relationships are built on trust. So again, back to my original point, what are you mad about? And if you are mad, are you creating relationships? that atmosphere that's giving you what you're getting? Are you sabotaging your own life? Are you not taking responsibility by taking the correct action to make whatever it is that you say you want to work, work? In order to do that, it's going to take some effort, and that effort needs to be on your side, and that effort needs to start with you taking action and responsibility, not once a day, not twice a day, but every day. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, well, I can't cotton to this person, or I can't adjust to this person, or I can't, you know, change my life to appease this person. And I'm not telling you to. I'm not asking you to. What I'm saying is that we need to find a happy balance. We need to find a way that we can all work together in the relationships that we're in to be happy, to find the things that we want. But I'm also saying, for those of you that say it's not me, to really look at yourselves and be able to honestly, with conviction, say it's not me. Because, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of times it is you. I use this story quite often. I talk about my mother-in-law on the day that I was at, me and my wife got married. It was a beautiful day. The sun was out. The birds were out. The weather was great. Everything was beautiful. We got through the wedding. You know, it was a little funny, but it was entertaining, and I'll never forget it for as long as I live. However, when we got to the reception, and if you've heard this story again, please bear with me. When we got to the reception, you know, there were some people that were missing. Again, I was oblivious to it. Most guys are. Anyway, I was oblivious to the fact that there were people missing. However, the food could not be served until the bride and groom got their plate and all of that. Now, the bride and groom were there. We were good. But one of the best men and another one of the maids of honor were missing. Okay. So, basically, I saw my mother-in-law run across the table. Excuse me, run across the floor. When she ran across the floor, she grabbed the mic. And she yells into the mic, "Step away from the table." And she did it with force. She did it with conviction. By goodness, Patty meant what she was doing. However, at that point, it, of course, shocked me. And it brought me back to the reality of, you know, what the heck is going on? Why is Patty grabbing the mic? Why is she yelling, "Step away from the table"? The reason that she was saying "step away from the table" is because the festivities or the activities that were supposed to be happening were stalled because of the people that were missing. So there were a lot of people there, and they were all hungry. And they were slowly but surely gravitating towards the table that was full of food. I mean, overbounding with food and things like that. But again, nobody could eat anything until the bride and groom got their plates and stuff. So that little event has stuck with me for a long time, a very long time. And every now and then I realize that I need to step away from the table. But I also realize that most people just can't do it. Most people just won't do it. And what I'm asking you, what I'm begging you, and what I'm pleading to you is, in your interactions with other people, not just your relationship with your significant other, but in all your actions with other people, sometimes you need to step away from the table. You need to also understand that if you are constantly pissed off, that negativity is spreading to everybody that you talk to. It's spreading to everybody that you're dealing with. It's actually contaminating your life on every level. If you have children, it's contaminating them. If you have a spouse, it's contaminating them. If you have a significant other, if you have a grandmother, if you have a mother, is contaminating them. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we need to balance out our public face and our private face. I think it's called iri in Japanese. But they have what's called a public face and a private face. Don't let your public face overshadow your private face. And don't let your private face overshadow your public face. You need to have a balance, especially when you're dealing with people. Another thing that always gets me is that when you jump out in front of somebody in anger, can you, and I mean, it's really not about this, but it's something you need to consider. Are you putting your safety at risk? Is this somebody that could crush you with their finger? are you depending on safeties that really aren't there? You know, I had a lady once jump out of her car and jump in front of another person's car talking about she was going to kick this lady's butt. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we live in the world where we have guns and you have people that are mentally unbalanced and are mentally unbalanced enough that they will do you great harm. And if you've never had a fight, if you've never had a physical altercation in your life, why would you, an unexperienced and unprepared person, jump in front of somebody that may be prepared to, in some cases, take your life? We need to tone it down. We need to get a grip on what's going on around us, and we need to see things as they are and not as we want them to be. We need to understand that, yes, we live in a world with law enforcement. We live in a world with military. We live in a world with checks and balances. But those checks and balances are usually there because they are reactive, not proactive. You have to play the proactive part in your interaction with other human beings. If you're not ready to play the proactive part with other human beings, then you may find yourself in a reactive, double reactive situation. And we all know what a reactor is, right? Well, if a reactor gets to critical point, what do we have? We have an explosion. I don't think you want explosions in your life. I don't think you want explosions in your relationship. I don't think you want explosions that are going to possibly decimate everything that you know and everything that you care about. And that could affect not only your present in a negative fashion, but also affect your future in a negative fashion. So it's something to think about. So again, is whatever it is that you're mad about really worth being mad about? Is whatever it is that you've got an attitude about really the other person's fault, or is it your fault? Are you playing an active role in your own destruction? Are you playing an active role in your own downfall? And think about this for a little bit and look at it honestly. I don't think that you want to sabotage your life. I really don't. And if you do, please seek counseling. Please seek help. Find those people that you love, that you trust, that you believe, that you respect, and that will tell you the truth. And ask them, are you being a toxic entity into your own life, into your own relationship? We all get upset. We all get frustrated. But newsflash, the world is going to continue without us. We all get hurt. We all have things that happen. But the world is getting tired of your bullcrap. The world is getting tired, and it's not paying any mind to you. So are you even getting the effect that you want to get from the actions that you're doing? Think of it like a screaming child. If you've got a screaming child, it happens so much that most of us do what? We mentally turn it off. We don't even see that child that's screaming in the hallway. We ignore them. Why? We go, well, that parent needs to take control of their kid. But if that kid is screaming for a reason, some of us are like the boy who cried wolf. We complain so much. We complain so much that nobody even, it's like we're talking to ourselves. Or we use smart aleck, short answers to different things as a mechanism to protect ourselves. You're not protecting yourself. You're hurting yourself. So how about waking up with a smile? Just for the next 30 days, just 30 days, try to be happy. Wake up with a smile. Wake up with joy in your mind. Think of positive things to say. If you got something negative to say, count to 10 and try to find something positive to say. Life is about enjoying. Enjoy the moment. Create habits that are going to be positive. Find reasons to be happy that benefit you in the future. Turn your joys into improvements. Turn your life into improvements. It will also improve your health. Be consistent for long-term happiness. It depends on you. You can do it. You have everything that you need to make yourself happy. Every day is a gift. Be thankful for it. All right? Happiness is a moment-by-moment choice. Make that choice and be happy. Again, this is Zurian with the Zurian Show. I hope that these things have been helpful to you. And again, I hope that you can move forward with your life and have a beautiful and fantastic life and leave a legacy that other people are not crying because you passed, but are rejoicing because you lived. Thank you very much and have a great and wonderful day and life. Take care. Be well.